on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, 713. We got more calls about giving a pump than we did on anything else, Del. How about that? And our intern is from here. He said never heard of it. The kids don't give pumps anymore. So just so you know.
Well, no one rides bikes.
He rode bikes as a kid, and they don't give pumps. They give a ride.
God, will you admit your loss? You had so many people pump on Twitter. Go look at the poll.
It's not a loss.
Station put out.
Here's the deal.
76% said pump.
Here's the deal. It's an old man thing. The kids don't say that.
You're talking about one kid. You just had one person you were
relying
on.
No, no, no.
Who are the other ones?
Oh, Chase said he didn't give pumps. There's no pumps.
How
don't
many
do
said
that?
Yes, and how many said no?
You don't.
What's the demographics? Were they just mostly older people?
It's just old.
Pump?
Yeah, Lamont, old. You
multiple
old.
Multiple kids don't go for rides anymore. Kids don't ride bikes.
The guy who called in said, "I'm 55. We gave pumps." But well, guess what? You're an old man.
Using these one people. Guess what? It's called pump. You didn't know what pump was.
Maybe it's not called pump anymore.
It's not called pump anymore because they said that's
what it's
pump
called Uber.
Because
it's called
I'm not
Uber.
A punk. I ain't doing that.
Well, you keep talking about like now, but we're talking about Cam is in his 20s, so he was a kid a decade or so ago. So we're not talking about
John's
kids now.
Not a kid, I asked John if he got a pump. He should know.
John's not from Texas.
No,
he came
and guess
to
what?
Texas. Well, that's what he
I'm glad.
From
now I'm glad I'm not from Texas. You know what?
Wow.
I'm glad I got here when
y'all
I did.
Hear that, Texas?
You know
he's
why?
Not a
you know
man
why?
Of people.
Because I didn't want to give pumps when I was a kid. That's why.
Wow.
Right.
Wow, that is
I don't even know where that comes from. What's the explanation for pump? You're sitting on a guy's bike and it's a pump?
Yeah.
Where'd that come from?
Away.
Y'all just look
getting
like the biggest
pumps
haters
even worse
in the world.
I don't care.
Why don't y'all burn a Texas flag and just get it over with and spit on a Whataburger and post it on a video?
What?
No.
That's not the same thing.
No.
Yeah, it is. You basically are saying you hate Texas right now.
No, I kind of hate you right now.
State is so stupid.
I hate giving pumps. Getting pumped.
No one said anything about the state of Texas. I just think it's weird that you use pump to talk about giving a guy a ride on a bike.
Yeah,
that's all.
John said, I'm glad I'm not from Texas.
Now I'm glad because I don't ever want to get or give a pump.
You gave pumps and you got pumps when you were a kid. You didn't even know.
No, you are how you are.
You got pumps and gave pumps. I didn't give or get.
I didn't do any of that.
I didn't.
I ain't a punk.
Did you have a mongoose? No, you didn't have a mongoose.
What is so?
Ricky Tikki Tavi. Okay.
You already saw Jason said, John, you wouldn't even. John said, thanks. He said, John, you wouldn't even change a tire. You're too soft to talk on this.
I changed brake pads. He can't talk to me about being soft.
Okay,
I changed tires too, so I do that. And
you're changing brake pads.
Yeah,
you win.
I don't want to hear anything about being too soft to do anything. You know what? Pump wasn't a thing in California.
Why did
That's
I just
all.
Get a taco
guess what?
Delivered to me.
Guess what? It was raining yesterday. My truck needed to get up. My truck got a pump.
You wouldn't change your tire if it was perfect weather. Why are you pretending rain?
Yeah,
had
I would have. Yeah,
it?
I would. I changed a tire before.
When's the last
changed
time you did that?
Changed my oil before.
When's the last time you did either one?
Who's a liar?
I had to change JT's tire. Can't tell you how many times.
When's the last time?
4 years ago or so.
You didn't teach the boy how to change a tire?
Well, he was playing football. I did it dumb wise.
Oh, okay.
His dad, I got a flat.
So he went to go play, and then you fixed his tire?
Yeah, I had to fix his tire while he was practicing. He knows how to fix it. Yeah, I taught the boy how to do it. I don't trust him doing it, but they're kids. They don't do anything right. You got to do it yourself.
That's a good thing.
Don't try to taunt us while you're eating.
Huh?
Yeah.
Y'all didn't get a burrito from a James Beard nominated chef?
Because the audio ain't great where you are, and then you're just it even worse.
Yeah. It's worse than that Brooks Koepka audio.
Yeah.
The haters segment.
Yeah.
You're the one. Maybe you don't understand audio. That's all. It doesn't sound good when you do what you're doing right now.
All right.
Sounds like it's my organic best self is what
you
this sounds
just
like.
Eat just while eat while
real.
We talk.
Just
eat
real.
Right now. And this is your segment. You eat. We'll talk. Larry Steve.
He's taking a pump in the mouth right now.
Yeah.
It sounds like.
Hey,
sounds like he's,
whoa.
That, he's that pig
whoa.
That died.
Del, you're not supposed to say that stuff.
What? Well, you got a pump.
You got a pump right now.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. We just got a question for all of us. all this yapping about pumps and changing tires and changing brake pads. Ask them when was the last time they cut the damn yard. I bet you they don't have I bet you they don't have bleep to say about the grass.
I cut the grass. I don't know. And last time I cut the grass was February. I don't do it a lot, but it's still more recent than the last time any of you changed brake pads. Whoever you're talking to.
I've been out on the grass cutting business since about 98.
So I wanted to buy a mower for this new house, a lawnmower. My wife was like, "Kit, no, zero, no, you are not." I bought one for the first house we had. I mean,
because that just means it's for you.
In Bel Air. It was 25 years ago. That's the last time.
She doesn't want you buying things that are strictly for you. Is that why you can't buy it?
No, because she knows I would not do
John, I got me a purse and you a lawnmower.
No,
that's
she
the
said,
worst thing anyone ever said.
No. She said, I got me a purse. You go play poker or golf. And don't even try to cut the lawn because it'll look like crap. You won't nothing. I'll do nothing right. So I was like, oh, you're right,
Let's
honey.
Be honest. If the prices had gone up for that over the years, it costs like the same damn thing now that it cost 25 years ago. It's crazy. What I used to get paid for a yard was $20. You know what you can get paid to cut for people to cut the yard now and edge it up? 25 to 30. Why would I have my kids, my lazy ass kids, cutting a yard?
No.
They would butcher it, and then it'd be on me.
And you'd come home all the time. Whose turn is it to cut the grass? Would you please go do? Oh, it'd be miserable.
Well, I don't. People love cutting the grass. Like I put in my time. My dad had me cutting the grass from like the age of 10 till I don't know, 20 something.
I did my time.
I did mine too.
And when I came to Texas and the mosquitoes decided, you know what, we're going to make a meal out of you, I was out.
Oh.
When I could, not doing that.
I cut my yard until I left the house.
Yeah.
So
I still cut mine until 29. Once I was done, I was done.
I cut it through college, and then when I could, you know, start paying for it myself, I was like, I'm not doing this anymore. I put in my time every once a week for what, almost two decades. That's not enough. I'm done.
Yeah.
Ain't no one shaming me about not cutting the grass anymore. No. I put in 20 years of cutting the grass.
But that stop with the cutting the grass. That's dumb. That's dumb. I got Manny. Manuel does it.
Manny loves cutting his grass.
Manny loves his grass. Pay this man his money.
He loves.
Yeah.
I've been to his house enough. That man loves cutting his grass.
Oh, no. I'm talking about a different one. My guy.
John's talking about his.
Oh, your Manny?
My guy, Manny.
Oh, my buddy, Manny, loves cutting his grass, too.
Yeah. You want Vernon Maxwell on the Rockets broadcast team? How about Vernon?
Why does that come up? Is there being
considered? He wants to be.
Dude, if his Twitter account is real and it's not somebody running it for him, then yes, I want him to be.
Yes, totally. If that's really him, his Twitter account is awesome. Is that Vernon? I don't know who needs to hear this, but I'd love to take Bill Worrell's position. Not saying I could ever do what he does, but I would definitely bring something different to the broadcast. Make H-Town clutch again. Vernon Maxwell, yeah, that would be totally sweet. To have Vernon on the broadcast. If this is him that runs this account, that he's a sharp guy.
I can't believe Dale just got called out on this text. It says, what part of California is Dale from? Talking all this yang about how tough he is. I'm from Oakland.
I didn't say I was tough. No one said anything about tough, but
he said he's from Oakland.
I don't care who you're talking to. All I'm telling you is don't come at me about, oh, when's the last time you cut the grass? If I can change my own brake pads at home, don't come to me about cutting grass.
Yeah,
is far easier. You don't do that, John.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm just saying, if we're getting into this battle about what a man does and what a man doesn't, let's start lining up the people who change their own brake pads. Let's have that conversation before we get going.
Dude, brake pad is real. I got respect for the brake. I can't say anything about you doing brake pads.
That's some
real stuff.
Our intern in here said he's never cut the grass.
Oh, yeah, what?
Yeah, no. I'm telling you, these kids. I would not let. No chance. I would have JT cut the grass. I cut the grass every week when I grew up. There is zero chance I would let JT cut the grass. He would do such a crap job, and I'd have to go out there and clean it all up for him, and I ain't doing it. Much rather give Manny that man his money. That's it. No way. Would I let JT do it? So So Kershaw's here tonight. Guys, are you excited? Oh, by the way, Dodger fan will be here. We're going to have any dust-ups?
I don't think so, but I wouldn't mind it if we did.
I don't know. Dodger fan is a pretty aggressive fan.
Now, first of all, if Dodger fan comes into the stadium, they need to be careful. Don't be coming in here and talking really, really reckless. I'm not now. Okay, Astro fan base is not as aggressive as Rocket fan base. I've seen Rocket fan base scrap, you know, Rocket fan base videos of scrapping. I don't see a lot of that with Astros fans. But you got to remember now, people aren't going to know how to act. This is going to be their first time at a game. They're already pissed off because the Dodgers have been talking so much, and everyone knows the Dodgers are cheating too. And so a Dodger fan comes in here talking really reckless, and they're sitting next to the wrong people, and we don't have the social distancing, I'm just telling you. And if Lance McCullers steps up on the bump, is he scheduled to pitch? I don't know that he is.
No, it's Greinke. Who is it? I think Greinke and Garcia are going in the next two. Let's see. But I'm going to tell you this. We got Kershaw and Bauer. How'd that work out for us? Greinke and Garcia. Yep, Greinke and Garcia.
Well, you still have Carlos Correa. And if Carlos Correa goes yard, the Dodgers will hear about it from Carlos.
Ooh, that'll be nice. That'll be nice. Well, Bellinger, since he talked that trash, has been crap. Bellinger, what is he doing this year? I gotta see.
Who cares about that? I hate that guy.
I know. I hate all of them. They're a bunch of wuss.
The Dodgers are an eminently unlikable team.
Yes.
And adding Bauer, it did nothing but add to that, you know, cachet.
Bellinger.
211.
He's hitting 211.
He's only played four games.
He only played four games. And last year, he sucked. I mean, since he's talking that stuff about the Rockets, he has sucked. And that's not even arguable. What about Max Muncy? Get him out. Chris Taylor's a nice player. Listen, if they don't get Seager back, Chris Taylor can take over. So they're not going to be. Chris Taylor has been a nice player for them. I don't like this lineup. Mookie Betts, Turner, okay. Seager. I don't like them at all. If you want to know the truth, I'm not happy.
You don't like how good they are?
No, I don't like how good they are. This is going to be. This ain't going to be fun. I'm going to tell you that. This is going to be a battle. And I'm going to tell you this. There could be some battles in the stands. 914 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. More on Astros baseball when we come out.
There's some battles in these web streets, and that's what Site Jab's out there trying to do. They're trying to fight for you. They're trying to help you build the best website possible. It starts with that. You need to upgrade your brand. They can work on logo. They can work on, obviously, web design. They can start from scratch and rebuild it, add e-commerce, integrate videos. They can film the videos for you. They can help you with your brand management on social media. What I'm telling you is SiteJab is much more than just a company that does amazing work on custom-built websites, and they've been doing it for 23 years now. What SiteJab can do is SiteJab can actually help build your brand and help keep more eyes on your work. If you want to show off your work, then you need to have a company who understands how to do that. If you've got competition in the space, that competition could be beating the brakes off of you if they know how to show off their product better than you do. So how do you get people excited about what you do on the website, and then how do you help convert those eyes into business leads? SiteJab, SiteJab.com, 97.5 users have been using them for years, and I have a strong recommendation for the work that they do at SiteJab.com. That's SiteJab.com.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Administration of employee benefits is a hassle. Let HRNP eliminate those burdens and save you money. Visit HRP.net today. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. 918 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. Dodgers in town. Talk about it in a minute. But this is an interesting, an age-old question here being posed to the show by Marvin. Wants to get in here on the show. Hey, Marvin, how are you?
Guys, how y'all doing this morning? Long-time listener. I just had to share this with you, man. My wife yesterday, it's like a two 15-year-old twin daughters, and my wife is sending them to the store, but doesn't know what, they don't know what she wants. So she says, let me see your phone, and I'll Google the picture for you. So my daughter gives her the phone, and when my wife hits the history, the second thing pops up is free porn. I mean, this is like a day that's going to go down in infamy for me, because I'll never forget this, man. I just wanted to know, when did you catch your kid, or did they told you? Because, man, this is so funny, because I asked my daughter, so was it male, female, Asian? And my wife's like, is that just such a damn golf game that you be listening to on the radio? I'm like, no, but I couldn't stop laughing so damn hard. It wasn't funny, man.
Daughter's watching porn. I never even thought of that.
Better World Tour?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I caught my son. He was using a shared iPad that we had, and I went back and I hit one of the open internet pages, and it was like, what the? And I, your sister uses this too, JT. And he goes, this is awkward. He was about 15. He was in high school. I never even thought of asking Frankie. That's
my other twin says, I told her to hit erase. I was like, oh my God.
I can't. There's so much here to unpack. You actually asked, what was it? Male, female, Asian? Is that what you said?
Yeah. And my wife's like, that's a thing on the radio.
Male golf for
female. Hey, one other thing, guys.
Male golf for female, golf for food.
Right. I know AJ's on his farewell tour because he's finally been doing his world a favor and leaving the station, and they've been talking about what they should call his farewell tour. I really should think they should call it AJ's Ass Face Farewell Tour, and I'm so glad that, you know, you guys make my morning, but they fucked up my afternoon.
Whoa, with that mouth.
Oh!
No wonder your daughters are watching.
Now we know where the daughter's got it
from.
Yeah.
Whoa, with that mouth, Marvin.
Hey, you don't got
to go. 92.5, I think you...
No, apparently I was told that as long as you hit the dump button here...
It goes there, too.
It'll catch it over.
Okay.
There. Yeah.
Here come the streamers.
Whoa, Marvin.
Like, no, I heard it. The streamers, yeah, we get it.
We know you heard it, streamers and Twitchers. That's why you're special.
Thank you. Wow. Marvin started with joy.
I got three whoa, whoas. Whoa.
And a great story. And then, you know, he had to take his shots at.
So
it was a great story now.
At what age do your daughters start watching porn?
I think you'd be surprised, John.
I would be.
No, I think that's a relatively new thing over the last 15 years.
Probably.
Because that I got the same thing, a text on here from someone who's listening. He's like, daughter? Yeah, that was a little surprising for me, too.
Yeah, I didn't. Wow.
I'm not worried about my daughter.
I never even thought to ask Frankie.
Well, has sex ed, as far as teaching it in school, taken a downturn where they don't do it anymore? I don't know. How does health class work now for kids? Because they may turn to that to learn now.
There's no. Oh, there is there sex?
I don't know.
I don't know. In sex education? I don't know.
So if that's a lacking thing, maybe. Women of that age are like, you know, how else am I going to learn what happens? I don't know. I don't know if sex ed is still a thing.
Yes, he just said that word. John, you should ask Frankie. I should ask Frankie. She'd tell me.
Don't ask Frankie.
Are you sure you want to know?
I don't want to know the answer. I really don't want to know.
It's a question that doesn't need answering.
No, I don't. All right, let me
ask you this question. You don't have to answer if you want. Have you ever closed a laptop in record speed or tried to quickly shuffle out of browsers?
He doesn't do that. He's told us. He's not a porn watcher.
I know. I'm not a porn watcher, no.
Yeah.
I just asked if you ever did that.
Okay,
did you ever throw a magazine under a bed super fast when your mom came upstairs?
A magazine.
There you go. I'm going back for you.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you have a hiding place?
I didn't have magazines. My cousins had. I went to my cousins and he had them. In the bathroom, conveniently.
So you never had one stashed conveniently. So you never had one stashed anywhere in your house.
No, I didn't have any magazines at the house. My mother would.
John Granato, the animal, never had a magazine.
My mother would have found it. My mother was. Yeah,
that's a thing.
She's a super sleuth.
My brother, who got excommunicated. We had bunk beds. He lived with my dad. I lived with my mom. But I spend the weekends over there. And his parting gift was like months after he was gone, or maybe a year. Because I just randomly decided, I was cleaning and I lifted up the top bunk mattress and there's like a penthouse. I was like, this is his.
That's great.
Yeah, it was like,
thanks, brother.
It was probably at least a year old because he had been gone for at least a year. So I was like, oh, look at that. That's found money for me.
That is found money. Yeah, no, I didn't. I went when I was at my cousin's house. I enjoyed it, but I knew if I had it at home, then it would have been my mother would have found it. And that's just she would have been.
It's not something
she thought I was going to be a priest.
How did she misjudge you,
John?
What are you talking about?
You were supposed to be my priest, and I find this Jugs magazine in here.
Jugs.
Yeah, so that is interesting. I don't want to know. I just don't want to know.
You don't want to know.
I don't want to know.
Don't ask Frankie.
So, guys, let me ask you this question. So with Seager down, it's Lux. It's short for them. Taylor leads off playing center field. Turner, Muncy. Does he start Pujols in this series? Because, Pujols and the Astros. If he's got any common sense, he starts Pujols both of these games, because we know what Pujols does to us, right?
He's got common sense.
If he's got some common sense, he does. The lineup, Austin Barnes and Lux and Beattie and Peters, it's okay.
Well, he has, he played him, gave him at bats.
He's already homered for him.
Yeah, and he's gotten for it. I'm just trying to find out when's the last time he's played, but he's been in the lineup quite a bit for the Dodgers.
This lineup is really top heavy. Tris Taylor is a really good player, and we saw that before, but he was a utility guy for them before. Now he's an everyday guy, and his OPS is 900, almost 900. So, and we know what Justin Turner is. We know Max Muncy is really, really, really good. His OPS is nearly 1,000. So pool, but then it really falls off. Then they don't have anybody that's really a 700 Beattie. Peters 700 OPS, Barnes 700, 6 something OPS, 650, 680 for Lux. Pujols is only 700. This lineup isn't too devastating. It's really top heavy.
Yes. Pujols played on Saturday, had a day off on Sunday, and the Dodgers didn't play on Monday. So when he's been available, they put him in the lineup. So you could see him. You'll probably see him both days.
Well, you absolutely should see him both days because he's Pujols, and he's coming to Houston, and he loves Houston. And he's is he not the Astros' biggest nemesis in history? I don't know that's arguable.
Who else could it be?
Right? He's been in, he was in the division and crushed him when he...
The Cardinals.
He's got more home runs against the Astros than any other team, right? Or he's got more home runs against the Astros than any other player ever.
I would have to look, but it seems
I think that's the... Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the stat. That he has the most home runs ever against the Houston Astros. He's the Astros' biggest nemesis ever. Lance, can you think of anybody else?
No, he made me so upset I went off one time and people remember me about vomiting. That's because they wouldn't pitch around him. It was maddening. There's been little mini runs like Ron Gant, and I can think of other guys, but Kevin Brown. But no, nothing like Pujols. Pujols is the undisputed champ. It's actually not even close.
No. No, so he'd be an idiot to not start him play.
But it's not the same guy. That Pujols ruin that was ruining the Astros more than 14 years ago. So I don't know that we're talking about the same guy. I can't stop watching this LeBron winning the Oscar.
I know. That's so funny.
This, and Sports Illustrated did it on TikTok. This is one of the greatest things I've ever seen. They've intercut what looks like the, I guess, the ESPYs along with the Oscars. And it is an unbelievable video. You've got, you know, oh, they've even got Dwayne Wade in the dunk contest, but they've got Leo DiCaprio.
So they show
laughing.
The video of LeBron rolling around with his eye
in the background of a,
and he and Tom Hanks and Matt Damon all up for the Oscar, and the Oscar goes to and then it's LeBron,
so
and they show
the
him walking box. Up accepting, yeah.
Yeah, it's the five box where you see everybody's face in it who is at the event. And, yeah, and then this is so unbelievably well done. And then LeBron James is the winner. And then you see him walking up to accept the award. This is one of the best videos I think I've ever seen.
Retweet it. Yeah.
I just did.
Yeah. And the answer is no, Tommy Stark. I'm not signing up for Larsa Pippen. Her OnlyFans. She's on OnlyFans now, Dell. You signing up?
No, I don't care about Larsa Pippen, so no.
No.
I mean, congratulations. I'm sure there are going to be millions of people who want to see whatever she's going to put out there. But I got a feeling.
I don't think she's going to put out the good content like people want.
You guys are going to be disappointed.
Yeah.
You're going to see a lot of stuff you could have seen on her Instagram.
Yeah. I don't think she's going to do stuff.
Oh, you guys don't think. I don't know about do stuff. My guess is the Instagram starts to get whittled way back.
I think people believe, and she'll tease. Like, what'll happen is she'll have maybe a relatively low subscription price, and then she'll have her pay-per-view type pictures, and they'll be very similar to what you see on Instagram. And people will leave. Oh, well, this isn't good. She got me. Yeah, that's the point. She got you signed up, and now you're paying for pictures you could have just waited for on Instagram.
Yeah, 8:30 ESPN 9:30. 9:30 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here to hang with us. Come on.
ESPN
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness. I'm watching a video. Elvis LeBron is in the Dominican Republic. He's at the plate. He had issue, I guess, with a strike call or whatever. You see a video of him talking to the ump. And then he finally gets back in the box. Ump calls another strike. He steps out of the box, says something. I mean, it was heated or whatever. The ump goes, all right, you're out of the game. You're thrown out of the game. Elvis LeBron comes up with the bat and attacks it, hits the umpire with the bat, and then goes after him again. Throws his helmet at him, and has to be, obviously, a melee ensues and all kinds of stuff, and they got to hold him back. Dude has been banned from any more baseball in the Dominican Republic. You can't, it's the
Where'd
first
you
time.
See this?
It was, it's on Larry Brown Sports. Dell's put it in our rundown.
Oh, okay.
And it is unbelievable. I mean, we've seen, now, Juan Marichal hit Johnny Roseboro, I want to say, in the catcher with his bat before he went and attacked the pitcher.
Yeah.
That, you know, obviously is poor sportsmanship. It appears to be poor sportsmanship. Juan Marichal continued to pitch and went on to a great Hall of Fame career. But this dude's not going to have a Hall of Fame career, Elvis LeBron. He's going to be done. When you attack an umpire with a bat, now, we've seen catchers duck, right? And the umpire catches the ball right in the face, in the mask or the throat with the, you know. We've seen that before. We've seen the football players take out the referee. Remember? The two football players took out, they didn't like the referee and they took him out. I don't think I've ever seen an umpire attack with a bat. before.
What does this mean, John? Este no se puede dejar.
Can't allow this.
Pasar por alto.
Esto
no se puede dejar pasar por alto.
Yeah, it's just,
we just can't allow this.
This can't happen. Este señor debe ser expulsado. He's got to be kicked out for his life, for any activity, sports activity and recreation. And at the same time, he should be charged with intent for homicide. I don't know about that, but certainly you've got video proof that dude certainly assaulted this umpire. And you know what? Criminal charges might be brought against him. That's a little too aggressive with an umpire. You don't think the guys wanted to take a bat to Angel Hernandez? You got to show some self-discipline, that's all.
They would never say that publicly.
No. But I'm sure guys have wanted to give Angel Hernandez a fresh one.
You don't know. Oh my God. You don't know the call that he made on that 2-1 pitch. Maybe it was justified.
Why was it justified? If he was wrong,
well, I'm saying maybe the call
was
wrong.
Oh, you're saying, yeah.
So you don't know why that guy grabbed the bat and went after him. Maybe the 2-1 call was really bad.
Lance.
Wow, I'm watching it right now.
Yeah, isn't that something? Remember when Lance Berkman was in studio, Lance? Yeah, it's bad. Remember?
Bro, nobody wants to even tackle this dude.
No.
Like nobody is even thinking about getting near him to break him up.
Well, then they eventually did, but... That ump, wow.
Remember when Lima used to tell us that in winter league games, if they didn't like the way you were playing, they would walk around the stadium, they would pass around your name on a casket. They would walk around with your name on a casket in winter leagues, they would pass it around the stadium.
What was it that Berkman said? One time we had Berkman in studio, and there was some incident with an umpire, and we were like, Lance, you just can't do this. And he was like, well, what was the call? What was the pitch call? Remember? And he was like, what do you mean? What was the pit? You can't do that, Lance. I don't know if it wasn't Alomar. It was something else. Somebody did something. And he was like, well, what was the call here? Was it a strike or wasn't it?
And you can't do that.
You can't, Lance, you can't do that.
That's got to be against the unwritten rules.
Yeah. Somebody asked.
He was talking about.
Somebody tweeted us and said, will Lance Berkman get the Rice job?
No.
Well, I hope so. I would hope.
What do you mean you hope so? I thought they have.
Well, there's.
I thought they have rallied against him.
Is it open again?
I don't know, but the last time around, he had people working against him.
Yeah, no, there were a lot of people working against him because of his political views. So,
is that why? I thought it was because somebody there had beef with him.
I think
somebody's wife had beef with him. I thought.
Yeah, but I don't. I think it was because of his stances on things. That's why. I mean, he certainly isn't doing anything else. I mean, I think it was all about his.
You think that's what it was?
Yeah, no. It was.
I thought maybe he. There's something else I was told. I'll tell you off the air. I don't want to put it out.
Yeah, no. But I thought it was just because of how, how conservative he is.
Well, there may be some people at Rice, but no, there were forces working against him previously that were, I don't know, to me disappointing. I think to Lance disappointing, but. I'll tell you off air, but no, I just don't think he'll get that job.
I don't know. I certainly like to see it. Dude deserves a job in baseball somewhere. He's unbelievably smart.
He's still coaching, right?
He's an unbelievable Christian. He's
still coaching, right?
He was coaching he was doing some stuff for free. Actually, I thought,
I thought he was a manager at Second Baptist.
Well, he was. He's not doing that anymore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, and then he was working with the Astros, and then I guess his services were no longer needed, but he also was doing some broadcasting with them. I just don't get it. Is it all because of, stance on bathrooms or something? Whatever. I mean, stop. He's a great baseball guy. It's whatever it is stupid that he doesn't have a job. It's just stupid.
Tom, Tom says, I know Rice has an East Parker, the former mayor, is a professor, and she and Berkman got into it over the bathroom ordinance. A lot of people hate him for that. I don't think Anise Parker would have anything to do. And this is before. This is while Anise Parker was still mayor. Well, no. How long has Sylvester Turner been mayor?
No one knows that.
Because Lance wanted the job previously.
You can look it up.
No, it's impossible to find out. You're Lance asking questions that are impossible previously. To answer.
Yeah, Lance wanted the job previously and couldn't get it.
Yeah, he did. He did want
He's
it.
He's been the mayor of Houston since 2016. See, that's what I love. Parker.
That's what I love about you is that you can find out impossible statistics.
Nah, I just typed in his name and went to his wiki.
What did you do?
Right
go
there.
To the almanac? How did you find that?
Yeah. I typed in Sylvester.
Do you have encyclopedias in there?
Nah, I just typed in his name Google, in this Google thing that you have access to, and then it came up with mayor of Houston since 2016. He was preceded by Anise Parker, who, if you type in Anise Parker and Lance Berkman, the first result is Anise Parker hits back at Lance Berkman for anti-hero ad or whatever Lance did, which we've played here and you guys don't like hearing anymore.
No.
Hey, by the way, what happened with Donovan Mitchell to where he was being held out? Because he is super ticked off. Apparently, he was reportedly incensed after the team scratched him. Utah's decision reportedly, quote-unquote, deep intentions with Mitchell regarding his recovery from a right ankle sprain. So he wanted to go, and they didn't want him to go?
Correct. He wasn't listed as unavailable throughout the lead-up to the game, and all of a sudden he wasn't going to play. So there's some thought that maybe Utah was playing itself. You think, hey, it's just Memphis. We can wait a little bit. And turns out, no, you couldn't. So he's available for game two as of now, and we'll see if he plays. But this was purely a medical staff decision. Donovan Mitchell thought he was going to get to play. He had practice leading up to it. He was in the shoot around the day of the game, and then medical staff's like, yeah, you can miss this game. Turns out he couldn't. So he'll be back tonight.
So,
and we'll see.
And now, you know,
now they have a disgruntled star, which means crank up the trade machine. Where will Donovan Mitchell be this offseason? Like, if they should get by Memphis, and no matter the game one loss. But if things go poorly and whatever that means for Utah and Donovan Mitchell, those rumors start to begin again about him and Rudy and things not working out, you could see the trade stuff kicking up because this stuff always happened in the NBA offseason. Some star you think's under contract is going to be there says, nah, I went out. And he gets out.
Well, isn't this the opposite of the Kawhi situation? They wanted Kawhi to play, and Kawhi thought he couldn't. Now, yes. they're keeping Donovan off the floor when he thought he could play.
Yeah, and allegedly the relationship was damaged by this. So we're a bad out away in this playoff run for them for saying Donovan Mitchell wants to leave. That's how quickly it can happen in the NBA.
Houston Rockets?
What are they giving up for Donovan Mitchell?
Give up.
Okay,
we'll give
it
up
starts
Eric
with Jay Sean.
Eric
starts
Gordon.
With Jay Shante.
Jay Shante.
Kevin Martin Jr. And,
yeah.
Yep. Kenyon Martin Jr., Kevin Martin Jr.
Yeah. John Wall.
Kevin Porter Jr., Kenyon Porter
Stop.
Jr.
Not everyone is named K something Jr.
Yeah.
There's only two of them.
Everybody Sterling but Christian
Brown.
Wood Jr.
Sterling Brown Jr.
Brown,
Sterling
Michael
Brown
B.
Jr.
Jordan.
He's out.
Michael B. Jordan. Michael B. Jordan's an actor.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, the Rockets could trade him.
No, you can't trade someone.
Travis Scott.
He's not someone you can trade to Utah.
Yeah. I don't think Travis Scott wants to go to Utah. I don't know.
Well, not many people do.
Nope. 9:43 ESPN. There's murder among the Mormons. We know that.
Hey. Ooh.
Yep.
Man, you saw that one?
That is rough.
Yeah, I watched it. I finished it. Finished the serpent, too. Holy crap.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah.
You
got to
watch that guy. Was both a nice guy.
I watched them both. Both of them are real stories, too.
Yeah, I love true stories.
The one guy brought his fancy clothes out for murder amongst the Mormons. And then I was fine out. And he's got his little three-piece suit on, the bigger guy that's bald, that has a harder time talking now. He was fancy. Yeah. You know what I'm watching now is the Startup. People said to watch Startup. Woo, that's aggressive. That's where the Haitian gang reference came from earlier.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, check out Startup. You'll like it.
Yeah? All right.
Yep, involves a little Haitian gang. Hey, who's the girl, by the way, who is Dell, who's the girl who's got Gen Coin?
I don't know. I haven't seen the show.
Yeah, she's
But cool. I know young Seth, or now older Seth Cohen, is the star of that, Adam Brody from the OC.
That's how I've heard, and I didn't watch the OC, but that's Adam Brody. He's the producer of that, too. So he must have brought the show to light.
It's been on for three seasons. It just hit Netflix recently.
Wait, it's been on for three seasons?
Yeah, but it hasn't been like widely distributed, like on some place we could all find it. It's been on like a lesser channel or something.
Is it the Korean show?
No.
No.
Oh.
It used to be on Crackle. Now it's on Netflix.
By the way, Tim from the BBC version of The Office He's the bad guy FBI agent.
John, you'll recognize a lot of these faces if you watch it. You're going to see a lot of faces.
Yeah, recognize. No, I've seen the trailers. 945 ESPN, 97.5.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Yes, startup. Bilbo's in it. Bilbo Baggins is in it.
Yeah, you know him as Bilbo. I know him as Tim from The Office. He's the original Jim.
Yes.
When people see Tim Krasinski or whatever, and they say, oh, Jim from The Office. Yeah, it was really Tim. Tim was the first to do it.
I know him as Watson from Sherlock with Benedict Cumberbatch. He was in that show, too.
Martin Freeman.
Yes.
Yeah, he was Tim from The Office. He was funny. He was good. Oh, that is the British version.
You know, he's in a show called Breeders. I don't know if it's going into a second season. It's on FX. It's about him just being a dad, but you know, it's on FX, so it's a little bit more gritty than that. And getting up, it's pretty good. I've seen a couple episodes. It's funny. It's kind of like a dark comedy where he's like kind of a miserable dad just dealing with his kids.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I'm looking at a trailer for it now. We haven't talked about Deshaun in a while. Apparently, Deshaun, February 22nd is his deposition. I'm betting that he never gets to it. I'm betting that he doesn't get to it. The depositions for the alleged victims start in September. Deshaun's is already set for February 22nd. It's going to be that'll be after the Super Bowl.
It'd be a disaster to have a deposition.
A number of games Deshaun plays. One half.
This year?
A half a game.
See, just because I don't think he'll be suspended for a year, I also don't think I'm not sure he plays. Those are two different things.
Right. I agree. I think he'll be on the exempt list for I don't know how long, maybe indefinitely. But I don't think that he plays this year because first the Texans won't be able to trade him, and he won't play for them. So I think that's going to be, will he be number of games he's exempt this year? Under, over, eight.
Number of games he's exempt? Well, it's the same thing, right?
No,
I'm going to say under.
Yeah,
I'm saying over.
I think he's going to be exempt the whole year.
He could be, and they could run his suspension concurrently.
I think that I think that some of his suspension will be time served in exemption, but the exemption will be convenient because the Texans don't want him. He doesn't want the Texans. You get all this mess behind you, Deshaun. Will we find out about whether or not charges will be pressed before or after the season starts?
Will charges be
criminal
pressed?
Charges?
Like criminal? No, I say no.
Well, yes, we'll,
you're so, saying
I say we'll find out whether or not they drop or they charge before the season starts.
So you're not asked. You're not saying will charges be filed?
I'm saying we'll find out whether they're dropped or whether they do file charges. Not charges dropped, whether or not they dropped the investigation.
Okay.
I think we'll know
before the season.
One way or the other.
Yes. I think the police will figure it out. Civil is going to take a hell of a lot longer. I mean, a lot longer than whether or not criminal charges will be filed.
Because I think before a civil trial, certainly Rusty Harden would want it known that charges were not filed, saying, look, the police didn't find anything credible enough to go forward. I'm sure he would want that out there.
Well, again, criminal is a lot harder to prove than...
Certainly. Oh, yeah. I know he's aware of that.
A much bigger burden of proof.
But putting it out there that the police themselves said, yeah, there's nothing here, was something he's... a storyline he's going to want out there.
Right. Right. But even with... Yes. No, Rusty will definitely... That'll be... Look, now, if charges are filed...
Oh, that's... Well...
If charges are filed against him, now all of a sudden Rusty's got a real problem.
Certainly. I just think because he's going to want it to be known that this was investigated and seen that there's nothing going to come of it. I mean, we all know what actually it takes quite a bit more for a criminal charge to be filed, but Rusty's not going to sell that. He's going to tell, hey, the police looked into this and said there's nothing here. And that'll be the story he tells.
Yeah. Yeah, this is, I think that we'll find out before the season. We won't, but I don't think Deshaun, I think the commissioner will still put him on the exempt list. There doesn't have to be a criminal charges to be on the exempt list. And quite frankly, it makes it that much easier on both sides, because until they trade him, we'll see. But here's the thing too: is the commissioner's office needs to come out with a suspension too, otherwise he's untradeable. The Texans can't make a move until they find out what. But I don't think the league can make a move until they find out about criminal.
Right.
So this is there's a huge stalemate in this whole thing, huge stalemate.
Will Deshaun still be a member of the Texans, even though he's not playing, in February of next year?
Yes.
So after the Super Bowl, he will still be a member of the Texans?
Yes.
I think he will be traded at some point after the combine.
Okay.
When all the teams are getting together, and then they have a better feel for who the quarterbacks are and things like that. I think once you get through the combine, you have certain physical... You know, you have the physicals, the injury stuff, the athletic scores, all that you get on the players. I think then the Texans draft board solidifies, and then they move to Deshaun Watson.
Yep. After all, there's a lot to be done. There's a lot to unpack before that happens.
People are going to be in a big hurry to get draft picks or move Deshaun. Deshaun's going to be in a big hurry. At some point, we'll see if they Rapunzel him again. But I'm not sure after all this if you can Rapunzel Deshaun Watson. That's not going to be a popular take.
No, you notice how they just stay away from this whole thing now? Every day it was Deshaun on ESPN. Now you don't even hear him. There's not a peep about him. Nothing. Yeah, I guess yesterday was Fire Your Baseball Coach Day. Matt Braga, the Rice coach, got fired. Rob Childress, the Texas A&M coach, got fired.
Well, it is the end of the regular season. Conference play is starting. So I guess if it was A&M so bad, they didn't even make the conference tournament.
They fired their manager.
So I guess
their coach.
So. Yeah. So now would be the time. I mean, those tournaments, those final series of the conference season wrapped up over the weekend. So that would be the day you start firing guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Southeastern 2021. Texas A&M 9-21 last place.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yep.
That's a proud.
Yes,
program.
Yes, it is. And Rice won. Rice won that under Graham, they won the conference every year. So that is, you know, that is, if Matt Braga did not, listen, it sure would be nice to go back to a guy. 11-20-1 in Conference USA, Rice.
Yeah, Rob.
23-29 overall.
Dab.
There's no tournament for you. You don't get a no tournament.
Yeah, I was looking at Rob Childress and his career. Really good, but didn't make the tournament this year. They're just listing some of his accomplishments. They were on a streak of making the NCAA tournament 13 years in a row. And that's not the College World Series. They're just being involved in the tournament. That's clearly ending. And they entered the year ranked third. I think that's the streak they're on, excuse me. And that ended, so... His time there ends 29-27, but 9-21 in the SEC. So they entered SEC play 20-6, and fell apart. So they decided he had to go. Actually, His contract was up for renewal, and the AD Ross Bjork said, "Nah, we're not going to do that." So now he's gone.
That's it. Well, Houston didn't have a good year either. U of H didn't have a good year either. 7-21 in conference, 19-32 overall.
And Texas is really good. I think that last I looked at it, they're in the top five.
Yep.
Rankings wise.
Okay, cool. See you tomorrow, guys.
All right, so you get to drive home today now, Lance.
Bye, bitch.
He does this now so he doesn't have to be on the air when he gets told bye.
Oh. So he gets off right away? So he doesn't have to? But we could have that's the problem with him being on the road. He gets to drive 10 hours now.
Well, that makes
how much do you want to do that?
That makes me feel better.
Why don't you just do this? After the show, just drive 5 hours somewhere and then drive 5 hours back.
Why would I do that?
So you can feel Lance's pain.
But I don't want to feel Lance's pain.
But you can.
So I need to feel Lance's pain by getting married, having a boatload of kids, right, developing shoulder herpes.
Having to go on hikes.
I'm supposed to be relaxing, and he would rather work on his vacation than go on these hikes.
Yeah.
Why would I do that?
Because it just seems like,
would you do that?
To make you closer to Lance.
But I don't want to be close to Lance.
That's true.
You want to be that close to Lance that you're going on hikes? No, and driving 5 hours one way and 5 hours back?
I just want to play poker today.
Are you going to be able to do that today?
Yeah, I'm going to get my car. I'll Uber over to get my car. And then I'll be able to drive it over there because of tires fixed because of how technically sound I am.
Did the Greeks call you and say your tire's fixed?
The Greeks fixed the tire, then we don't have to worry about it.
I'm just saying, did they tell you it's ready? Because maybe, Hey, John's not going to be here till 11, so let's hold off on fixing this
car.
They
don't want to talk like that. It's a Greek.
Those are Italians. Did they tell you that? Hey, we'll fix it when you get here. Did they say that to you?
No. They said, it'll be done, sir. They're good. No, they're good. Why you got a twitch? The beer, don't say bye, biznatch.
Why not? That's what we do.
I know. No, that's what you do.
No, that's what we do as a show.
No. That's what you do.
No, it's not me. It's some woman who was talking to LeBron at the time.
Bye, bitch.
Ooh. Yeah, Lance is...
orders from the woman, by the way.
Yeah, Lance is an assistant at St. Thomas University, but that doesn't mean he can't be the head coach at Rice. That doesn't mean that. And it's open now.
Well,
let's get Lance that job. Let's go.
Does he have people backing him at Rice?
Me?
You're not at Rice.
10 o'clock, ESPN. I am now. It's 10:01, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Warrior sound!
Real. Let's go. Fun. Sports.